As all of you know, I went and sat down and talked to a Baptist preacher the other day for 8 hours. And when that Baptist preacher got to heaven, God told him he was not pleased with what he had done at earth at all. That's amazing, isn't it? The guy died. But he died in 1979. But yet I talked to him the other day. He's alive today. But he was dead for a day. And he went to heaven. And God clearly told him, and he's a Baptist preacher, and God told him, I'm not happy with you. And he's preached on the streets. He'd preached in church. Him and his wife had kept 27 foster children. He'd done everything in the world. But God said, I ain't happy with you. Now then, if you hadn't done any of those things, what do you think God may be, reckon, maybe not too happy with you either? That's kind of scary, isn't it? But that Baptist preacher asked for a request. He requested to get to come back. And God sent him back. He told him, now go back and do something for me this time before you did it all for yourself. Wow. That's Howard Pittman. His interview is back there if you want to hear it. We got some of them right over here. Yeah. But it says, you're to be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and sincere faith. Sincere faith. Boy, now that I've learned what little faith is, I can only imagine what we could do if we had some sincere faith. Can't you? I'd like to have a cup full of it. That's what I'd like to have, at least. But it says, but some teachers have missed this whole point. Boy, I was one of those, I know. I missed it for many a year. And then it says, they have turned away from these things and spent their time arguing and talking foolishly. You ever spend any time talking foolishly? Yeah. Boy, I can think of the times I've sat and talked about things that didn't amount to nothing. You know, I mean nothing. Argue about things that don't amount to nothing. I don't do that no more. But 7 and 8. They want to be known as teachers of the law of Moses, but they don't know what they are talking about. Even though they seem so confident, we know these laws are good when they are used as God intended. Let's see what these laws are supposed to do, verse 9 and 10. But they were not made for people who do what is right. In other words, if you and me are obeying God's word, is the law made for us? No, we don't have to have it. You don't have to have a law. They are for people who are disobedient and rebellious, who are ungodly and sinful, who consider nothing sacred and defile what is holy, who murder their father or mother or other people. These laws are for people who are sexually immoral, for homosexuals and slave traders. They're for liars and oath breakers and for those who do anything else that contradicts right teaching. Now see, it took me a lifetime to learn the statement I'm fixing to make to you right now, which is so simple. I am not under the law because I'm walking holy in obedience to God's word. But the very minute I sin, I fall from grace, and I fall back under the law. And until I repent and get back up in that grace, I am a lawbreaker. The Scripture clearly says. Now then, let's just say, for instance, we got two little girls, beautiful little girls right here, both of them in pink today. Let's say that both these girls belong to the same mother and daddy. Now, I know they don't, but let's just say that they did. Let's say that the mother says, well, this one got her arm broke. So I'm going to show favoritism for her. I'm going to not let her have to do anything. I'm going to put all the work on my other daughter. Now then, did the mother that just done that, did she sin? Yes. God says, don't even show favoritism. He said, if you show favoritism between those two girls, you're a lawbreaker. You have fell from grace, and now he says you're also guilty of murder and adultery because you showed favoritism. You see how easy it is to fall from grace? Hey, that's scary, isn't it? That's really scary. So you wonder why that there's no power in the church today, and yet we show favoritism or we don't do what God says. We don't walk pure and holy. You know what it means to be pure? Pure. You know, like I said, take a 5-gallon jug of water up here, and I say, I run this through a reverse osmosis system. I mean, this thing is clean and pure. The best filters in the world. I mean, you can drink that water and it's clean. You say, okay, I have no problem drinking that water. I say, okay, I take the cork out and I go out here and get me an eyedropper and I put one eyedropper of strychnine in that. And you watch me. And it falls right down in there and I shake it around. You can't see a thing in there. It's still clean and pure as far as you know. But you saw me put one drop of strychnine in that water. I guess you're going to drink it. Oh, no, you ain't drinking that. No. Because it may not be impure enough. You can see the impurity, but you know they're in there, don't you? And you ain't going to put that in your body. See, that's what the Lord tells you and me to do with our bodies. Purify our bodies. Pure. No sin. That's a different way of thinking. But that's what he says. Verse 11 and 12. That comes from the glorious good news entrusted to me by our blessed God. How thankful I am to Christ Jesus our Lord for considering me trustworthy and appointing me to serve him. Now, if he has appointed you to serve him, should you tell him all the time, Lord, I am so grateful I've been chosen as one of your servants? You have no idea how lucky or how fortunate you are to be a child of God. I mean, I did not have a clue what I had as a child of God. And one of the gentlemen that was here from out of town, first time he's ever been here, he said, this Obamacare health care they're trying to put together that's costing a fortune that we'll pay for forever. He said, if the world or just the church ever gets a hold of what you're teaching, your health care package that comes from Jesus is free and it won't cost us nothing. I said, isn't that wonderful? I love it, don't you, Sharon? Do you love it, Tom? I love it. Deborah, you like his health care plan? It pays good dividends, doesn't it? Keeps you healthy, and he doesn't charge you anything for his health care, does he? Like, you can't beat that, can you? Do you love that health care plan that comes from Jesus? I do, too. I love it. In fact, in the last 25 years, my cost to the plan has been zero. And anytime he had to doctor me, which he has had to two or three times, I've gotten bit with spiders, tore my leg up, a few other little things. I've had to have a good doctor, but I always trusted Jesus, and he always did it from within a few days to a few weeks. And guess what his ticket was? Zero. He never charges me. He makes house calls for free. Don't we love a God that does that? He always shows up and does what he says. Well, we walk in obedience to his word. How thankful I am to Christ Jesus our Lord for considering me trustworthy and appointing me to serve him. And so that should be our thanksgiving prayer to the King. 13 and 14. Even though I used to scoff at the name of Christ, I hunted down his people, harmed them in every way I could, but God had mercy on me because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. Now I'm glad to say, praise God, I didn't have to go there. I didn't go out torment his people. I didn't scoff at him. I was raised in a good Christian home, and I knew from the very beginning that he was God. And so that part, praise God, I didn't ever have to go through. Verse 14, oh, how kind and gracious the Lord was. He filled me completely with faith and the love of Christ Jesus. Yeah, he had a plan for Paul, and he did that. Verse 15 and 16. This is a true saying, and everyone should believe it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I was the worst of them all. Now, that's what my wife used to tell me when God brought her to me. She said, you know, you're the worst sinner in the church. She said that to me. You're marrying the worst sinner in the church. After she said that about four or five times, I said, honey, don't you ever say that again. She said, I know I got to be the worst sinner in the church. I said, no, I know these people. And let me tell you, you're not the worst sinner in the church. I said, there's some rotten ones in here. I said, there's really some rotten ones in here. And some of y'all know who I'm talking about, don't you? You have been one of those, haven't we? You know, some of us have been. I heard Lisa tell her story when she was a little girl. And, Lisa, nobody could believe your story. I mean, you know, how old were you when your mother left home and left you on the street? Sick, huh?
10.
She was 10 years and come home from school one day, the house was cleaned out, and there was nobody left at home, and she's left by herself. Where was it, in Baltimore?
Yes.
In Baltimore, Maryland, with no mother, nobody, 10 years old, to fend for herself. And, of course, she had to do anything she could do. You know, and so she grew up out on the streets. What do you think happens to a girl that grows up on the streets? She gets into everything that's wrong. Definitely don't get into things that are right. Everything, drugs, you name it, everything happened. And then God come along and had mercy on you and cleaned you up. And now then, you ain't going to let your girls grow up like that. You're going to teach them the Word of God, aren't you? Yeah. See, Mama knows now. So that beautiful little girl sitting beside her, I know that's her daughter right there. So she ain't going to let her grow up like that. She's going to teach her the things of God. She don't want her out on the street by herself when she's 10 or 11 years old. She wants her under her care. She wants to be teaching that girl the Word of God so she'll grow up to be a young lady of Jesus. But man, when I think about where she come from and all the things she did, wow. Yeah, if I could stop and think, well, from all the things you told me that you did and got into, I mean, if God wasn't merciful, He couldn't have saved you. No way. And you knew that. That's why you can say, Lord, I'm so grateful you chose me. Woo! You can jump up and down and backwards and praise Him for that, can't you? Amen. Dave, there you go. That's absolutely right, Lisa. Whoever is forgiven much loves much. And you were forgiven much, and now then God's pulled you into the kingdom. And all I can say is I am so grateful I didn't have to go through what you went through. I hated that you had to go through it, but you don't want your children to have to go through it either. That's for sure. But that is why God had mercy on me, so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of the great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in Him and receive eternal life. So when Lisa sits down and talks to somebody out there in the world on a daily basis, and they say, well, you know, God could never save me. She said, let me tell you what happened to me. And when she gets through talking, they say, well, maybe there is a chance for me then. Look how she turned out. See, that's what God does through us, isn't He? I mean, and that's why some of us go through the things we go through so that we can be that living example to the world. And they'll know that because of what you did and how your life is now, God has just blessed you so greatly, hasn't He? Yes, I mean, He's so good. 17 and 18. Glory and honor to God forever and ever. He is the eternal King, the unseen one who never dies. He alone is God. Amen. There is no other besides Him.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with this teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this teaching titled, Cling Tightly to Your Faith in Christ, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.